Pavia Burrows, clear toy candy manager and designer for Shane Confectionery, uses her background in sculpture to remove shards on molded clear toy candies for conventioneers. Think Lollipop meets Mount Rushmore. There are candy busts of Presidents Taft, Teddy Roosevelt, McKinley, a large Ulysses S. Grant, and a coveted Billy Penn, as well as blue donkeys and red elephants. Burroughs says the ingredients are simple: sugar, water, maybe a little coloring. The trick is in the process of boiling the sugar to the correct temperature.
You take sugar, corn syrup, and water, and you mix it up, and then we brush down the sides with water because you don't want any sugar crystals getting into the mix. If they do, your nice, smooth, clear sugar will start crystallizing again within a few days, and you'll have a very foggy, unclear clear toy.
Clear toy candies had quite a run, and Philadelphia was the center of the industry. At one point, Thomas Mills and Brothers occupied an entire block along 8th and Girard from the mid-19th to 20th century. They made thousands of clear toy candy molds and big copper pots like the one Burrow uses.
So our pot looks a little bit like the Tin Man's hat, you know, like kind of funnel-like, and it has this grand spout on it. It's very pointy and tapered, and it's really great for pouring into very small clear toy openings.
As for the molds, many have become collector's items.
These molds are made out of a composition metal made out of tin and zinc. Other molds that are older are made out of cast iron, and newer molds you'll find are made out of aluminum, but this sort of gray metal, the composition metal, is really the best. It cools at a very even temperature, but a lot of the gray metals were lost during World War II because everyone had to donate their extra metals to the war effort, and so, you know, bullets over candy molds, sort of the notion.
Brothers Eric and Ryan Burley are owners of Shane's Confectionery and the Franklin Fountain. Their mission is to preserve Philadelphia's history as an ice cream and candy-making center. The tradition of making clear toy candy came to this country with German immigrants as an important part of Christmas celebrations. Ryan Burley explains.
At the holidays, when sugar was quite rare in the 18th and 19th century, getting a little piece of hard sugar in the shape of your favorite farm animal or dollhouse furniture was a really special treat for boys and girls.
So how did a German Christmas tradition become an American patriotic symbol? It goes back before President's Day, when Washington and Lincoln's birthdays were celebrated on their actual birthdays, says Burley.
We know that Washington's birthday was also a time for parties, selling ice cream with candied cherries and the hatchet theme. So that's probably where our large Washington mold comes from.
Shane's will be selling patriotic-themed clear toy candies during the convention. But don't expect a clear toy Trump Tower or pants-suited attired nominee. That's too modern. Like all things at Shane Confectionery, everything new is old again.
Hear the call throughout the land, come and proudly take your stand. Now uphold your chieftain's hand, Roosevelt the cry. Blow the bugle, beat the drum, from the north and south they come, from the east and west they come, Roosevelt the cry.
For WHYY, I'm Larry Roebling.
Lincoln's name, McKinley's too. They